How do you win over that voice though? Because most people not like you. They like, you have an amazing grit, and that's why I really want to share, because most people will never, I know, I mean, when you did 120 or 106 and 120 marathons in 1 year, that's two every weekend, basically, even more sometimes, right? Just to do that, how does the body feel? How do you recover to next week? I mean, where does that strength come from?
The strength comes from deep down inside, and I used to collect, and I still do, but not as much, collect medals. And so I would just basically say, there's a beautiful medal waiting for you at the finish line. So once I got over the medals, it's just, I don't call it failure. I've had 5 DNFs, did not finish, and they were on 100 milers, but they're just stepping stones. It's hard to explain. I just like to finish. I like to challenge myself. The harder I think it is, the more I want to prove that I can do it and get past that. And it's really weird because I do not listen to any music. I just listen to my thoughts. I put it in God's hands and I say, get me to the finish line. Just get me there. And the pain that I do feel, I do know that I've learned over the years pain management, and I didn't know that I was learning pain management. I would just tune the pain out. Like if I had blisters, I would tune the blisters out. But immediately when I crossed the finish line, everything came back, all the ache pains. Then I realized I had blisters and things like that. But what happened to me, actually 3 years today, I ended up in the hospital having emergency surgery. I didn't know I was sick. And my doctor was just horrified with when he went in and took a look at my stomach. My large intestines were all twisted up. My colon was messed up, and my appendix had shifted a little bit. So they removed part of my colon, a little bit of my intestines, and they took my appendix. And I remember coming through, and my son and my brother were staring at me. And I thought I had died and came back in there. I go, what's wrong? And they go, and my son says, Dad is in the hospital too. So my husband ended up in the hospital at the same time. And he had some stomach issues and some ulcers and stuff. And so we were like the talk of the hospital because husband and wife both didn't know they were sick, and wife had major surgery. And so my doctor said when he came to me a few hours later, and I was smiling, and he said, why are you smiling, Yolanda? This was really serious, what I just, you know, your operation. And he said, this didn't happen to you last night that brought you in here. You've been like this for months. And so the first thing I said was, did my marathons do this to me? And he said, no, the marathon saved you. You know pain management. How did you get through all of this with all this pain? And when I look back, I do remember a couple of times that I was throwing up and my stomach was really bothering me. But I think that belief that you have in yourself and wanting to finish or finishing that goal or having that dream of, because it became a dream for me to be in the Guinness Book of World Records.
When did that dream start?
It didn't start until when I did the 65 at age 50. I did the 65 and I didn't stop. So the next year in 2009, I did 77. And it's something about it that you get like this high, a natural high. It was really exciting to know you're getting ready to do one. Okay, and then you just get all built up, you train for it, you lay your clothes out, you pack, you get your airline ticket, and then it's right when you get to the finish line, you're just like, and then you do the race. So that's the way it feels for me. Then when you get there, it's while I'm doing it, I do have mental blocks where like, why am I here? Why am I doing this? But it's something about that. You have to finish.
You feel alive when you do that.
I feel my happiest. A friend of mine I started just taking a lot of pictures because we have more fun, I think, the walkers and the slow runners in the back of the pack. Yeah, we dress up and carry a lot of, I don't, but I do the sunglasses and like to have the hair and the fedora and the skirts on. And it doesn't look like I'm going to do a marathon. But I feel like this, you know, you paid for it.
Yeah.
You know, these marathons are expensive, so you want to look good and you want to have fun.
Yeah.
So people always ask me all the time, Yolanda, why are you always smiling all your pictures? I come alive when I'm doing the marathons, and it's just something about it, something to do, something to challenge yourself, and just to see that your body can go that distance. I started with the 5K, and now you end up with the 3100.